up and down both coastlines, I've traveled everywhere. From Portland East to Portland West and all along the line. I'm going now to the place that's best, that old hometown of mine. Oh, 8 more miles to Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Somewhere that you like best of all. Mine comes down from Louisville. She's little and she's small. She's the kind you just can't find rambling through the land. I'm on my way this very day to win her heart and hand. Oh, 8 more miles to Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the home. Well, I can picture in my mind a place we'll call our home. A humble little plot that you will never have your own. The place that's right for that love sign is in them bluegrass hills, where gently flows the Ohio by a place called Louisville. Oh, 8 more miles in the Louisville will come into view. 8 more miles on this old road, I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back and knew it from the start. 8 more miles in Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
Hello, everyone. This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Stranger Waves. Welcome back. Missed last week because I was in Berlin for spring break, which ended up being a great trip. And yeah, now I'm back. And we'll be making every Monday from now until the end of the semester, which is when I will be hanging this up, unfortunately. It's starting to become a little real that this is the last semester that I have the privilege to do this. So I'm really going to try to make the most of it. That was Billy Strings featuring Sam Bush of Newgrass Revival playing a Sam Bush track, 8 More Miles to Louisville. It's from February 24th, 2024 in Nashville, Tennessee at the Bridgestone Arena. My brother was in attendance and had nothing but good things to say about the show. I was listening from home and had an excellent time myself. So, yeah, got a lot of the usual suspects on the set list today. I was really hoping to do an all-vinyl set with some stuff that I got while I was on my trip, but I am waiting on about 5 or 6 records to come in that I shipped because I had too many to put in my bag. And when those arrive, we will be doing an all-vinyl set of stuff that I got, and I'm very excited to show that off. But, yeah, I'm going to get straight back into the music. Got some Bob Dylan up next. Here's Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues from Highway 61 Revisited. Enjoy.
Some hungry women there, and they really make a mess out of you. St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, my fingers are all in a knot. I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. Friend, my doctor won't even say what it is I got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. They just stand around and boast how they blackmailed a sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a ghost. Joke was on me, there was nobody even there to bluff. I'm going back to New York City, I do believe I've had enough.
All right, that was Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues from Highway 61 Revisited, Bob Dylan. Got some Neil Young Crazy Horse live material up next. Neil Young's back on Spotify, so for everybody who has that service and likes listening to lower quality music, he's back. So going to be playing some of him in honor of that, because I'm happy that more people are able to easily listen to his stuff now. Got something from his 1991 live release called Weld, which was from his tour in 1990 with Crazy Horse. And this is Like a Hurricane. It's a bit of a long one, but stick around. It's worth it.
Calm in your eye, and I'm getting right.
where the feelings stay. I want to love you, but I get so blown away.
Fire. You are like the hurricane. There's calm in your eyes.
All right, that was Like a Hurricane. Got some Little Feet up for you next. Here's Willin' from Waiting for Columbus.
That I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there. And we'd come to play.
Thanks, Willie. All right, so you heard Like a Hurricane from Neil Young and Crazy Horse, circa 1990, and then Willin from Little Feat from their 1978 record, Waiting for Columbus. Getting very excited to see Neil Young in a couple months, and then graduation immediately following that, so it should be a pretty fun weekend. Got some fish up next for you, because I officially got tickets to Mansfield, going all three nights. Super, super excited. Didn't get floor seats like we were hoping, but I mean, you know, that's how lotteries tend to go. But got some good seats. And in honor of that, I'm going to play probably the most famous live recording out of what is now called the Xfinity Center. It was formerly called Great Woods down in Mansfield from Fish. This is a recording of Stash from their record Alive One, which is just kind of a compilation live album. But this version of Stash is amazing and really, really good. So settle in. Hope you enjoy.
Sleep in the trees.
Thank you.
fish market stew. Police in the corner, gunning for you. Apple toast, bed heater for a blanket rat. Bounce when they shoot you, say, please don't do that. Control for smugglers can't be bought. The sword of garlic starts to rot. Was it for this, my life, I saw it. Maybe so, maybe so, maybe not. Maybe so, maybe so. My life I saw it.
Maybe so, maybe not.
Control for smilers can't be bought.
Maybe so, maybe not.
The solar garlic starts to rot.
Maybe so, maybe not.
Was it for this my life I saw it.
Maybe so, maybe not.
Was it for this my life I saw it.
We'll be right back.
All right. You just heard Stash from Fish. Great Woods. Don't have the exact date pulled up, but sometime before 1995. Probably 1994, if I had to guess. Yeah, great stuff. Really hoping to hear that when I see them this summer. It's the tour opener, so expecting some good shows, but you know, you never know. Got some Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, and Tony Rice up next from the Pizza Tapes, which I just recently learned why it was called that. I'm kind of shocked I didn't look into this sooner, but it's called the Pizza Tapes because they were, three of them were jamming, ordered pizza, and then as a tip for the delivery boy, somebody gave him a tape of these songs, and then sooner or later that tape ended up getting circulated and became a very popular bootleg, and a few years after that, in 2000, they actually officially released the Pizza Tape sessions, and they're great. Lots of fun, a lot of good bluegrass and folk music in there. I have Shady Grove, which Jerry Garcia and David Grisman recorded for a studio album a few years before this, but I really like this version from the Pizza Tapes because you get to hear them kind of banter at the end. And also the addition of Tony Rice is huge. So yeah, Shady Grove, Pizza Tapes, enjoy.
Tried to please her, more I try, the worse she gets. Damned if I don't leave her. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. pretty little mills flying around my daisy, flying around my pretty little mills, nearly drive me crazy. Shady Grove, my true love, Shady Grove I know, Shady Grove, my true love, bound for Shady Grove.
Oh gosh! Oh geez! Wow.
I didn't know where I was going.
Try to restrain yourself, Tony. Oh man, that was great! Woo, smoking.
And it was. There were some good moments in it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel we had some hot ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Tony and I used to be known as the Gasoline Brothers.
I see.
Right.
All right, Shady Grove from the Pizza Tapes. I love that little bit at the end. It's always cool to hear Jerry like talking outside of a, you know, singing for a recording, which is cool. And yeah, Tony Rice was smoking on that. That was my first exposure to him, but I've since gotten into a lot of his solo music and great stuff. Played some stuff. I played Ginseng Sullivan from Manzanita a couple weeks ago, and I'm still still on heavy rotation. I got one more song for y'all, and then I'm gonna hand it off to the next DJ. Got some Iggy Pop up next, who I don't think I've played on the show possibly ever. I think I might have played a Stooges song one time. But, you know, coming back from Berlin, thought this would be fitting. Got Lust for Life to close out the show, which, if you didn't know, the drums in the beginning is inspired. Inspired is a bit of a loose word. I'd say more taken completely from The Supremes' Can't Hurry Love, which I was also thinking about playing. But I think this, you know, gets similar kind of sound to it. But yeah, once you hear it, it's unmistakable, and I thought that was really cool. Song was written in Berlin with David Bowie's help, and yeah, it's a classic for a reason. So we're going to close out with that, and going to hand it over to the next DJ, and I will be back next week at the same time for April Fool's Day, April 1st. Got a gimmick planned. Haven't fully decided exactly what it's going to look like yet, but I'm working on it. So it's going to be a fun show, a little bit off the rails, so make sure you tune in. And yeah, here's Lust for Life by Iggy Pop. And I will see you next week.
Well, I'm just a modern guy. Of course I had it in my ear before. Could have lost for long. Could have lost for long.
Alright, this has been Harrison on Stranger Waves. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and keep your dials tuned to 91.5 FM.
What I am, so I'm not. why you left. There's no one to know, there's nothing to do. The city's been down.